Good morning. My name is Mike Dancy, and this is the Odd Pod. You can find more at audpod.ca. And I have been absent for a week or two, and I apologize. Quick side story here. Well, side note. I normally listen to podcasts and audiobooks when I walk my dog in the morning, afternoon, and evening. But recently, we found out that my dog had a tumor on her spleen. It caused a lot of pain. There was some hemorrhaging and a blood blister blew up. And long story short, we had to put her down. Her name was Squeaky. I loved her very much. I'll never be able to replace her. And she was my walking and talking companion. So whenever I listened to a podcast, she was always with me. She'd go for car rides. We'd, you know, spend a lot of time together in silence, of course, since dogs can't talk. So I apologize, but that's what happened. But on a different note, here we are. And the question for this week is, did you know that there's an election coming up? It's true, really. In early November, apparently, and it's going to be closer than you think. The 2016 election may have been rigged by an outside force, but this upcoming one is being rigged internally. Votes are being suppressed, voters are being intimidated, and it's going to be a very important election in the history of the United States. So, you should get involved and listen to what people have to say. Period. But first, you need to go listen to the most recent episode of Smartless. I've talked about them before. It's the one with Jason Bateman, Will Arnett, and Sean Hayes. And this week, they have a guest whose name is Stacey Abrams. As far as I know, she's a politician. I have no idea who she was, but she was interesting. And she really opens your eyes to some shady shit that's going on during the 2020 election. Voter suppression and intimidation are just the tip of the iceberg. And then go and listen to Holly Fry, from Stuff You Missed in History Class and Full of Sith, which is a Star Wars podcast, and Chuck Bryant, who is from Movie Crush and Stuff You Should Know, and they talk about a podcast called Why I'm Voting, which is where people talk about why they're voting, but not necessarily who they're voting for. Now, my issue with all these podcasts that I was looking into was that they're all created by large organizations. CNN has one called The Election 101. Washington Post has Can He Do That? Wonder Media Network has several podcasts, including Women Belong in the House and The Brown Girl's Guide to Politics, as well as a few others. Winning Wisconsin comes to mind. And a lot of the problem, I guess, with these election-style podcasts is that they are biased. There is no way around that. These are mostly podcasts that lean left, and you need to take a grain of salt with them when you listen. You might be interested in that angle of the story, for example, but keep in mind you are just being told one side of a two-sided coin, so always judge on your own volition. Now, let's talk about a few other options out there. There's Battlefield with David Plouffe, whose name I can't pronounce, and Steve Schmidt. These two dudes both worked on their respective campaign models. The description describing their podcast goes on to say, David and Steve are friends, former rivals, and two of the top strategic minds in America. They understand American politics better than almost anyone because, well, when they were running their presidential campaigns, they had to make momentous decisions almost every single day. In Battleground, they'll draw on 50-plus years of combined experience inside campaigns and in governments to break down how the Democrats and Republicans are fighting for votes. They'll dissect the opposing party's game plans to explain exactly what they're doing and why they're doing it and why it is or isn't working. I've listened to a few episodes. I found it to be a bit of a snore fest, but some of it was kind of engaging. I don't understand a lot of American politics, but listening to these two sides kind of explain how they maneuver, it was interesting because you're listening to almost two generals discuss how they're going to win the battle. Speaking of which, the next podcast has pretty much the same name. That one was called Battlefield with David Plouffe and Steve Schmidt. The next one is called The Great Battlefield. And if this description doesn't scream bias, then I don't know what will. A podcast about the progressive resistance. A great political battle is being fought right now for the soul of the country. That's how they describe it. I listened to it, and I turned it off after about 5 minutes. But if you're into a bunch of left-wing propaganda, you know, go for it. I'm not here to pick sides. Another one, Turnout with Katie Couric. In this new limited series, award-winning journalist Katie Couric explores America's voting wars from the founding of this more perfect union to today, what unfolds as a struggle for power, both the fight to keep it and the fight to reclaim it through the ballot. Jeez, I can't read their own writing. It's about so much more than the election. That's what they're trying to say. And once again, interesting interviews. Not so interesting if you're really not into politics. But that's it. Those are the podcasts I think you should listen to. Like I said, listen to the Smartless one. Listen to the Holly Fry and Chuck Bryant one. Those are kind of fun to listen to. And then ask yourself this question. Have you ever wondered why the rich and elite never talk about voting or who they're voting for? It's because they know that they have the ability to talk to the elected person and sway their intentions with cash or other methods. They don't care who gets in. It's only the people who care, like you and the voters. And even then, it's all the same shit. It's just in a different poop bag. Now, bonus find of this week is called You and Me Both with Hillary Clinton. And it's basically just her complaining. Okay, and that's it. I'd like to thank you for listening to this. Thanks for joining me this week. Thoughts and prayers of my dog, much appreciated. If you like this podcast, hit subscribe, hit share, and I'll be back in a week. Don't know what we'll talk about yet, but probably the election. So, thanks for listening. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we shall talk.